Yes, my name is Marta Grande, and I'm a deputy of the Italian Parliament. I'm the youngest woman elected at the moment, and I am working with the Foreign Affairs Committee. Certainly, what I was saying in my speech is basically that what we need to go to it, it's toward a, you know, a sense of tolerance and talking and diplomacy again, as we are talking with the Center of Cultural Diplomacy. We need to solve the issues in the most diplomatic way possible. Obviously, it is not easy because some of the main struggles that take place right now in the Middle East come from secular issues, and so it is not so immediate and so easy. But I guess that the answer would be also only diplomatic. I presented at the Parliament a motion to try to have Italy working as one of those countries that would carry the Syrian issue to a diplomatic table. And that is actually what my party and I think. We need to solve violence only through diplomacy. Well, clearly religion has deep roots in the society. So inevitably it has a big, big relevance within politics, because obviously we are so connected to our culture that we cannot ignore it. But at the same time, that doesn't mean that, you know, it has to be radicalized to the point of extremists. That is something that we need to avoid also because, as I was saying before, religions have some roots that are really similar one to another. It's about, you know, fraternity and brotherhood, and that is something that we need to keep in mind when we approach to other religions, that we in some sense start from all from the same point, but then it degenerates, and it has degenerated over the centuries, but that doesn't mean that I have an enemy in front of me. Obviously, it has been exacerbated by many other reasons, other motivations, but in the end, we really need to get to the core of religion in order to understand the other and to try to solve issues in a diplomatic way.